tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams. Up next on the queue is If I Had a Hi-Fi from the album The Dryad. The track, Mellow Jive. Got it tuned in and treating them ears to Modern Jazz Today, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today. You can learn more about those artists, read exclusive interviews, and check out this week's playlist at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on the queue is Avishai Darash from his new album, Andalusian Love Song, where you're going to listen to Arriving Home. is your host, Jeff Williams, saying thank you for keeping it tuned to Modern Jazz Today. Up next on the queue is Dan Harris from his new album, Cold Turkey. We're going to listen to What the Funk. This is Modern Jazz Today, where we explore the artists that are making the jazz of today.
Up next is Adrian Chicot. The album's called Babyland, and we'll check into The Rooster in the Hot is Watching TV. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
Up next is saxophonist and vocalist Elena Mack. Off the album Fill Again, we'll take a listen to Hey Friend. Again, when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Bird note. Birds in the subtropics of the Andes Mountains have to be creative to get their share of food from the forest. To outsip their competition, sword-billed hummingbirds have a distinct adaptation. These birds' beaks are longer than their bodies. Found in the temperate forests from Venezuela to Bolivia, these hummingbirds have co-evolved with various flower species to create a niche food source. They rely entirely on tube-like flowers that other species could never reach. While their sword-like beaks are handy for reaching a snack undisturbed by others, a beak that long doesn't come without challenges. For one thing, it's difficult to keep clean. The solution? Sliding it back and forth against tree branches, like a knight, sharpening their blade. Then there's the problem of cleaning their feathers. Most birds can easily use their tongues, since they don't have a big, awkward beak to get in the way. Instead, sword-billed hummingbirds put their flexibility to the test and clean themselves with a good old scratch from their legs. So one big adaptation leads to new challenges. But these clever birds are up to the job. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.